One more airport question.
And this one goes to Tom.
This one goes to Tom. As in other aspects of life, you can't get to where you want to go unless you know, have an idea of where you're going. What is your vision for the airport? Tom.
I can see the airport making money. I don't see why it doesn't. I think it just needs a little attention. It serves a large number of people. It's vital to our economy up here also. But you can't let it just sit and lose a large amount of money every single year. We're going to run out of a savings account to pay for that every year, I think. It may not ever make a lot of money. It may not ever make money, but I think we can get it a lot closer than we are right at this time. It can grow. There's more and more people moving up here, and hopefully they'll use it. Lake Placid uses it. The Upper Lake uses it. Trudeau Institute, I think, uses it. I think anybody coming here now is using it. So I don't see why it can't make money and be profitable and not solely on the backs of the Harrietstown taxpayer.
Okay. Okay, good. Peter's adjusting the clock for those watching.
Yep. Bob, your vision for the airport?
My long-term vision would be to have it be a regional airport where everyone in the, you know, Essex and Franklin counties at least are paying for that, for the facility. That would be, like I said, it's a long-term goal. Short-term goals would be to, not short-term goals, but the thing that I see that we could, where we should have the biggest room for improvement, I should say, would be the fuel sales for, like, when that Adirondack Club and Resort opens up, when they finally get their final clearances. I mean, those people they're talking about high-end homes there. A lot of them are going to be flying in. I mean, that will help with the offset the cost to the taxpayers. If we get some more people coming in, we've got 6 shovel-ready sites for hangars that are all ready to go. We're just waiting for somebody to come in and say they want to build a hangar. We've got sites there that have power and they have power and sewer and everything right there. Just all they can do is put a building up and they're set to go. And that's what we're prepping for. So I think the prospects for the airport are good right now. So we had a good year this past year. We had a beautiful summer. We had a lot of flights come in, and a lot of people are discovering this area. And it's I think we have a good future out there. The getting it down to being a zero burden on the taxpayer, that's going to be that'll be a long haul. That'd be if we become a regional, that would be the closest that you get to that. My house assessed at full value is about $229,000 at full value. My portion of the airport tax last year was $64. I know the people don't want to seize any portion of their taxes going to the airport, but it is infrastructure. You know, it's like your highways and the other, they have buildings out there they maintain, they have road, they have the runway they maintain, they have to plow, they have to mow, they have to do everything else. It's just a piece of infrastructure. The difference with this piece of infrastructure, they sell fuel to pay most of their costs. They cover a good deal of their costs through their fuel sales and the other services they provide.